This episode is sponsored by Xcel Energy. Xcel Energy is dedicated to providing 100% carbon-free energy by 2050, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. Join Xcel Energy and you'll find a purpose-driven career, solid job security, and challenging work. Xcel Energy knows the value your military service brings to the workplace. It's an exciting time to be in the energy industry. Whether you're on active duty, transitioning, or already embarking on your civilian career, learn about the opportunities with one of America's leading utilities, Xcel Energy, at xcelenergy.com/military. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and my goal is to challenge and support members of the military community to reach their peak potential in their civilian career. Today's episode number 338, Your LinkedIn Makeover with Donna Cerdula.
You can be empowered here. You know, this is you deciding how you want others to perceive you. You have that control. You need to sit down, give it some time, and think it out. And then put the effort into crafting that profile, whether you do it totally on your own, whether you get my Four Dummies book, it's out there, whether you do the DIY kit, or if you hire. Hire someone to help you. Just put that effort into really crafting how you want others to perceive you, because ultimately the sky is the limit. Dream big, aim high. You can have whatever you want. You just need to envision it and move forward, and you can absolutely obtain it.
Donna is one of the earliest adopters of LinkedIn and has written two books about LinkedIn profiles, including LinkedIn Profile Optimization for Beginners. For over 10 years, she has helped thousands of individuals improve their LinkedIn profile, including countless military veterans. She is graciously providing her course for free to veterans, which includes one-on-one feedback from her on your profile. Please, please, please take her up on this. Donna is a goldmine of information about practical ways to improve your LinkedIn profile, and you will leave this interview with simple steps to take today to overhaul your LinkedIn profile. As always, at beyondtheuniform.org, you'll find show notes for this episode, which includes links to more about Donna, as well as her books and her offer for her free course. You'll also find over 300 episodes just like this one, all for free, as well as countless free webinars, events, and other great stuff to check out. Special thanks to all of you who spread the word about Beyond the Uniform, whether that's with your crew, on your base, with your friends, your family, on Facebook, on social media. All of that is absolutely indispensable for us. I particularly appreciate those of you who have left positive reviews on iTunes. Giving a special shout out to Colby V, who wrote recently, "Great collection of resources and insights from Justin. He always seems to ask the right question of guests that get to what the listener want to hear. Cannot recommend this podcast to transitioning military vets more. Really appreciate the skills episodes and book reviews too. Keep it up, Justin." Thank you, Colby, and all of you who are helping us get the word out about Beyond the Uniform. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Donna. Well, joining me today outside of Philadelphia in Delrand, New Jersey, near Cherry Hill, my guest is Donna Cerdula. Donna, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Oh, hey, Justin. Thank you so much for having me.
And I did a rookie mistake. I didn't check the pronunciation. Did I pronounce that right?
Cerdula. That's correct.
Cerdula. Beautiful.
It looks a lot harder than it really is.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you on the show, and you're very generous with your time with us, and also you're generous in providing your e-courses to the military community. Donna, the reason for listeners that I was excited for this interview is we get so many questions about LinkedIn. We know that LinkedIn plays a big, big role in people's careers, mm-hmm. and a lot of us veterans may not be the best at it. And Donna, while not a veteran herself, is married to a Marine. Her father was in the Navy, and she's done a lot to help the military community. So I just really appreciate the work that you're doing, Donna, and for you sharing your expertise with us today.
Well, thank you. But I mean, thank you to your audience and everything that they've done. It's one of those things. I feel like I wish I could do even more, but you know, we do try to help as much as we can. And we've got this DIY kit. It's a video e-course. It walks you through how to build a LinkedIn profile. We normally sell it to just, you know, regular Joes for $100, but we give it away to active duty, their spouses and veterans. For free. It's yours to take and to use it and help yourself with it.
It was so surprising to me when I heard that, because I was expecting a, I don't know, 20 or 30% discount. And then I'm like, oh, for free. I'm like, oh, this is a good person.
Honestly though, that's my husband, because it was like 6 years ago and I was, you know, I was sort of riffing like, what can we do? How can I help? And oh, I'll give them a discount. And he was like, really, Donna? Is that the best you can do?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, rewind the clock for us. How did you get into this LinkedIn expertise area?
Oh my goodness. I joined LinkedIn back in 2005, you know.
So oh, wow.
I've been on it a long time, but I'm not one of the earliest, believers in it, because LinkedIn actually started in 2003. So I'm not an early adopter. But I jumped on the boat back in 2005. I did what a lot of people do back then, and they still do it to this day. You get on and you're like, oh, this LinkedIn profile looks a little bit like a resume. So let me just pull out my old, out-of-date, boring resume, and let's just copy all the fields from the resume into the LinkedIn profile and think, you did a great job. And that's what I had done back in the day. And of course, they promise jobs, they promise opportunity, and like nothing happened, Justin. Nothing happened. And I really thought that LinkedIn was a waste of time. That was back then. And at any rate, fast forward a few years, I got a job, no thanks to LinkedIn. And I was in sales. It was a dog eat dog type of sales environment. And I had to build this territory from scratch. And I was cold calling and like really trying to make a living. And I remember I thought to myself, you know, I wonder if LinkedIn, you know, could help me here. And one of the things that I noticed was each time I would call someone and I have a good conversation with them, I was always invariably Googling their name. And each time I would Google their name, their LinkedIn profile would pop up. And the profile was always sort of dull, dry, and boring and didn't give a lot of information. And the one day I thought, I wonder if they're doing the same thing that I'm doing. Are they looking at me? And I looked at my profile and it looked like that really old, out of date resume. And it was at that point I had this epiphany, like, you know what, your LinkedIn profile is not your resume. It's your digital introduction. It's your first impression. And people are looking at it because they want to learn more about you. They want to know more than what's on a resume. And that was what really, in my mind, formulated all of this. And it was right then that I said, you know, I need to do more. And I crafted a much more conversational, much more open profile that talked about who I was and how I could help people. And I really thought in terms of how people could find me, and I infused keywords because I knew not everyone was searching for me by name. So I put keywords in there. And suffice to say, I eventually left my job because I had such great success in sales because of the profile. I started my own company writing LinkedIn profiles. That was in 2009. In 2012, I added my first two people to come and work with me. I now have 30 writers. We have written over 6,000 LinkedIn profiles, and we are changing lives every day because we are helping people brand themselves. So that was how I got started in a nutshell.
That's beautiful. I love the playfulness of pointing out that people want to learn about us, that people want to get to know us, and that the profile is a way to make that more friendly and easy for them to get to know you. Yeah. And I love how this work has had such an impact on you, that literally the process that you're helping your clients with has transformed your life and enabled you to build your own company and your own path. That's very powerful. It gives a lot of weight to the advice that you're giving to people.
Well, Thank you. Thank you. It's, you know what? It has been the most fulfilling ride. And I love helping people. I love helping people tell their story. But what I really love is helping people empower themselves and transform their lives. And It all can happen. It's not just because of LinkedIn, but it's that deep thinking a person needs to take to say, who am I? What do I do? How do I help? And where do I want to go? And if you can ask yourself those questions, and if you can answer those questions, the sky is the limit.
Is that a process that you see people doing every X years or X decades? Like, is that kind of like, how often does that need to be refreshed?
It does need to be refreshed, probably a little bit more often than any of us want to think about, you know, and we've got the new year here right now. It's, you know, beginning of 2020, and it's a great time to take stock and to say, where am I? Where have I been? Where am I going? What do I want to do? What do I love doing? What do I hate doing? And it's something that I say, you know, when people say, how often should I update my LinkedIn profile? Is it quarterly enough? I say it's more than quarterly. You know, you really should be thinking, use it as just that sounding board. You know, really think, what have I done, and always capture it. Our memories are so bad. Our short-term memories are so bad. We don't even remember how bad they are. And let that LinkedIn profile be that compendium. So when good things happen, you have a place to put it. Make it your ta-da list, right? As opposed to the to-do list.
I love that. When great things happen, having this be the repository for it. What, maybe starting simple, we'll start with veterans. We can abstract it to just people in general if that's too specific, but what are some common things that you would want members of the military or military veterans to know about their LinkedIn profile? That could be mistakes that they make or how to get started, but what would be a good starting point for us to talk about this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for those who are transitioning, this is exceptionally hard because for them, they've branded themselves. They're in the military, they're in the service, you know, and they are part of that unit, they're part of that team. And they really see themselves, like when they think about themselves, they see themselves in uniform. And when you are transitioning out, you've got to change that self-perception. And that's hard. And I know it's hard. I'm not going to say this is easy. But one of the really biggest things that I see is they're transitioning out, and yet their brand is still totally in there. You know, the image that they have is them in their uniform. They talk about themselves, you know, coming out of the military. You know, I was in the Army, and I was there for 30 years or 5 years or 20 years. And these are all the things that I did. And for those of us who are outside, and even for those of us who have never been in, it's hard for us to make that connection. Oh, he did this. So this kind of translates to what I know. And you can't expect the person reading it to be able to do that. You have to make that translation for them. So I would say you don't want to hide what you've done, but you want to start to brand yourself as someone in the civilian sector.
Yes.
And you want to start translating what you did and what it means in this new world where you're going to be residing.
I love that. I have always thought of this as kind of spoon feeding the hiring manager or spoon feeding the person you're talking to, but doing the heavy lifting for them. And I like that you're saying that, to translate it for them. And it's almost like you need to know where you're going so you can explain how your background is relevant to that. And it's interesting for me because when I look at LinkedIn profiles, the closer someone is to the military, the more they use their military title to explain what they were doing. And it makes no sense to me, being 12 years out of the military. And the people that are further out, sometimes I wonder, like, what did they actually do in the military? Because they're like, you know, I'm an operational efficiency expert. I'm like, oh, okay, I get what you're doing. Well, like, how you position that on the other side. I'm wondering what that actually was in the military, which doesn't really matter because who cares? Like, it's more about where they're going.
Yeah, it's so true. You need to, and it's hard, you know, it's hard, but, you know, I say use LinkedIn as a research tool. Find some of the guys that were in there with you and research them on LinkedIn and see what they're doing now, you know, and then look at the companies that hired them and do some research. And so use LinkedIn, not just for your own branding, but use it to research other people's branding. Use it to see what other people who are like you did.
Yep.
You know, it's a great way of finding success.
I love that. I love the phrase that success leaves clues. And I love the thought of following the breadcrumbs, like you're talking about, like the people you served with. Okay, what are they doing now? You know, people that were Marines, people that were on submarines, like what are they doing now? What types of companies? And then researching those companies. At least it gives you a starting point to start figuring out where you may want to go.
Yeah, it's and so many people think of LinkedIn. Oh, all right, I go to LinkedIn and I use it just for my profile, or I go there and I just look at the jobs that are posted. But there's so much more that you can be doing. Mm-hmm. And all of, you know, those of you who are listening, use it to connect with other people, you know, really expand that network, but then start to look at other people's profiles and look at companies and just see what's happening, what's going out there, you know, join that conversation and use it to expand your mind and your knowledge.
And some people that I see will put in their title, they'll say, it'll say like transitioning service member. It's like kind of like their headline. Mm-hmm. Do you have thoughts one way or another, whether to like broadcast that or lead with that?
I truly believe that if that feels really authentic to you and mm-hmm. that's how you want to portray yourself, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. But you have 120 characters in your headline. And that field is so important because it does not just appear at the top of your profile. That field appears in search results. So if a person is searching for someone like you, those words that they have typed in, because not everyone is searching directly for you, they're searching for someone like you. And so like a recruiter or a hiring manager might be saying, oh, I'm looking for a project manager that specializes in the nuclear industry. Mm-hmm. And they're putting these keywords in, like a Boolean phrase into a search, into the LinkedIn search. And the resulting profiles that match that are going to line up. You're going to see a person's face. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the person's name. And then you're going to see that headline. And the headline is very sensitive. So if you have those keywords in your headline, you're more apt to fall up closer to the yep. top as opposed to the bottom. And you want that headline to be so compelling that recruiter's like, I gotta click this person. Yeah. I need to open up that profile. So I guess the question would be, you know, transitioning military, does that like compel a person to open up that profile? I don't know if it does, because I'd be thinking in my head, I'd be like, oh, well, they're transitioning. They're not yet just yet open for mm-hmm. opportunities. So I'm gonna pass that one by. But even more so, that headline follows you everywhere you go on LinkedIn. If you post, if you put out a message, if you put out a recommendation, all of that headline is right there. And so it really should be something that's very compelling, that's very descriptive, that really gets a person to go, I want to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's such a good, when you put it like that, you realize that that headline is so important. And I think that for myself, and I think for others, like sometimes it gets 15 seconds of thought. And I love, you know, it's almost like clickbait. Like you want it to yeah. be something that really draws you in. You're like, oh, I want to know more about this person.
Yeah. And the profile picture as well, you got to look as professional as you mm-hmm. can. And again, I go back to, if you're in your uniform, I'm gonna say most recruiters are gonna be like, oh, he's in the military. I'm gonna move on to someone else who's not in the military because he's clearly busy with other
yep.
things.
Yep, that's so funny. I even when I get emails from people in the military and they or out of the military and they sign off like very respectfully, I'm like, oh, this person still has a foot in the door in the military. Like they haven't made the transition. Like these little things, the photo, the headlines, they indicate where you're at in your career. And you want, if I'm hiring someone, I want to think that they're going to hit the ground running, not that I'm like having to bring them up to speed. There's too many things going on to have to worry about that.
Yeah. I'm actually okay with maybe putting in the word veteran in the headline, because I do think there are some companies, and I'm seeing it now, there's even a great commercial with Comcast saying, hey, we are actively searching for veterans. So I think that that could be a really great keyword, but you know, I wouldn't spend that much time and that much screen real estate, you know, with transitioning military. Like, that's a lot of characters, and you only have 120 characters in that headline. So you really want to think in terms of what is it that you do, what you want to be found for, and what are people searching for?
And for listeners, just want to state the obvious that we'll have in the show notes at beyondtheuniform.org a link to the LinkedIn Makeover Do-It-Yourself video e-course that you can access for free. And of course, our interview is way too short to like exhaustively cover that. But one thing I'm wondering about is where do we start with improving a LinkedIn profile? Like, I love your thought. You've said a couple times authentic, like you want it. It's not like there's a one answer. It needs to be representative of who we are.
Yeah.
And then you've also mentioned keywords. And I'm thinking of people I've seen that just seems like they're really going for keywords. They've got so many words on their LinkedIn profile.
I say, mm-hmm. you've got, yes, we need to write it for AI. Right, for the artificial intelligence, for AI, because you know they are definitely parsing through here, and there's an algorithm. But at the same time, we can't forget about the human eye, right? Because there's a real person going through these results and looking, and you want to really, you know, grab them and let them know who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. And people really resonate to a real, authentic, genuine message.
Yeah.
So if I was to say, if you're going to start, you know, working on your LinkedIn profile, you know, the first thing, and I think of it as almost like a pyramid, right? The very bottom foundational point is not the profile. It's the strategy. Mm. And you have to think to yourself, why am I on LinkedIn? Mm. I'm going to say most of you guys might be on it for job search, because you want to find that next opportunity, but that's not true for everybody. You know, some people are on it because they're doing it for reputation management. They want to show the breadth and the depth of their background. Others are doing it because they want to, like I was selling and prospecting. So you really want to think, why am I on LinkedIn? And everyone's reason is going to be a little different. But if you are on it to sell, you're going to be talking about how you help people and how your solution offers, you know, the results that a person might be looking for. That's not the exact message that if you were looking for a job, right? Because if you're looking for a job, then you're going to want to talk a little bit more about how the type of sale that you do, you know, are you a solution salesperson and quotas and commissions and prospecting numbers. So you really want to be very clear who is your target audience, because you don't want to alienate someone with your message. You want to be very clear, very targeted. And if you are looking for a job, at the same time, you want to do it in such a manner where you don't come across as desperate, but you're coming across as, hey, I'm open. I want to learn. I've got, you know, this background. These are the things that I've done. This is what fuels me. This is my passion. And that's what's going to get a person to take notice of you. So the foundational step is really determining why you're on LinkedIn. That's going to help you with your messaging. Think in terms of the person who you are writing this profile for. You're not writing it for everybody. There's a person you're writing it for. Is it a recruiter? Is it a hiring manager? Is it a potential client? You know, figure out who that person is and think, what's important to them? What do they need to know about me? That's also going to help you hone into that message. Once you have that, and the other part is, if they're searching for you, what keywords would they be using? Mm-hmm. And if you can figure out what those keywords are, those are the ones that you want to really start to organically incorporate into the content that you're going to write when you write that LinkedIn profile. And that's the second rung. Once you know why and who and how, then you go into the profile. And there's a few things on the profile that you really definitely need to do. And they're kind of easy. There's the headline. And I've got a LinkedIn headline generator under the resources of my website. It's also part of the DIY kit. But if you don't want to bother with a DIY kit, you can just do our LinkedIn headline generator. You want to do the background graphic. So if you're looking at your profile and you see kind of a blue-green constellation, that means you haven't uploaded a background graphic. And that's something that you want to do. And let me just tell you, Justin, your background graphic is lovely.
Thank you. Absolutely lovely. Thank you. I really like it. I recently updated that. And that's one thing I was going to ask about is, because I'm just guessing there's like a blend, there's this weird blend between Facebook and Instagram. And it's like, you know, Facebook, it's like you're looking for some cool image or some image that shows you doing something fun. And I'm wondering, so for listeners, my profile has like a, it's like a Beyond the Uniform professional graphic that says, you know, the logo and what we do. But I'm wondering, in general, what advice do you have about how to use that image? Should it be of the person? Should it be of the location they're at? Or, yeah.
It's when you think of your background graphic, you want to think of that message, mm-hmm. and think of how you want a person to see you. Yeah. And so you want to choose an image that illustrates that. So if you want to be seen as someone who maybe does insurmountable tasks, you know, you can have a person climbing a mountain. That would be great. If you want to be seen as someone who's wise, you know, maybe an owl could work very well. On the flip side, you know, maybe find something naturalistic that also, you know, speaks to who you are and what you do. Just think, like, if you want to work on Wall Street, why don't you get a picture of, you know, the Wall Street. Yeah. That would be very helpful. If you want to get into IT, maybe find code or find computer screens. If you see yourself as a teacher, see if maybe you can get some pictures of like a classroom. But mm-hmm. you know, what I really would want people to do is when they look at that picture, they immediately know where you fit within an organization. They know where you fit within an industry and within a company. So find an image that illustrates very subtly, but at the very same time, it's very clear, oh, I know who this person is just by looking at that from the tone and the feeling that that image produces.
I love the precision that you're speaking to. And so I love the sense of that foundational pyramid element. That's, to me, I'm just guessing, if I was going to spend a pie chart of my time, the biggest chunk needs to go to knowing where I'm going, who I'm going after, what they're looking for. There's a tremendous amount of empathy in what you're discussing here, of understanding the other person's perspective and how you could make their life easy. And for listeners, you've probably heard me say this before, but that when I hear a transitioning veteran say, I'm a jack of all trades, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything, I cannot help you. And you can see how if you start with that as your starting point, if that's your foundation, the whole pyramid's going to collapse. There's just not enough to sink your teeth into. So what I love, you know, The two things
we don't spray and pray here.
Okay, exactly. And that's where, you know, with what Don is saying is, what I love about this is being precise in where, what you're going after and building everything off of that, but also heralding back to what you said earlier, you're revising this all the time. Don't let that be a reason to not do this. Don't have that be a reason to like be scared of getting it wrong and putting it off. Try it out, throw it up there for a week or two. And if you need to tweak in 2 weeks, great. You should be tweaking this anyway. So I don't want listeners to get scared off of this and put this off forever, because there's something that people are seeing right now, and any step forward is going to be an improvement.
Yeah. And you know, I always say to clients, you know, you want to dig your well before you're thirsty. So, you know, get this ready and have it, you know, have it like an engine working for you. But here's the thing, if you guys have been out there a few years and you still haven't put any effort into your LinkedIn profile, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the second best time is today. So, you know, roll up your sleeves and just get started. And like I said, get a nice profile picture. You know, if you can't afford a professional photographer to take one, which I have to tell you, there's so many photographers out there, and they will help you and they will take a beautiful photo of you. And it's a small investment. So I would, if you're like, I can't afford one, I would say, check around. You might be really surprised. Mm-hmm. But if you truly can't, have a friend help you, have your friend take a picture with their smartphone with plenty of light, dress nice, look good, but definitely spend time uploading just a really nice headshot profile picture, and make sure it's just your head, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see any knees. I don't want to see any ankles. maybe a sliver of shoulder, but get real close, especially because with the mobile app, it makes these images even smaller. So the closer you are, the more your face fills the screen, the more you're drawing that reader in and seeing you and bringing a closeness that I think is really, really important. Mm. So profile picture, background graphic, headline. Those three things, that's going to make a huge difference. And honestly, doing those three things, you could probably get that done in 30 minutes. Easy, easy.
I love that. I love that. That's so accessible too. If someone has more time to devote, what you're saying earlier is clicking for me now, where you're saying it's not a resume. Cause now I'm saying like, okay, yeah, there's, you named three distinct audiences and I'm sure there's more, but it's like, am I selling? Am I reputation management? Am I job seeking? And I'm going to tell my story very differently based on those three. Any thoughts on kind of the, experiences we include and kind of the sub bullets that we include with them.
Yeah. So as you then scroll down your profile, the next thing you're going to see is a summary section. Mm. And the summary section isn't tied to any experience. This is truly your introduction. It's your about section. And this is where you tell your story. And this is where a person would say, you know, I might not start immediately with, I've been in the military for this amount of time, but that's where you could start to include, you know, your military experience and what you learned and what it's imbued you with. But that's really, that's that open area. And I will tell you, Justin, I'm looking at yours. You only have one sentence.
I know. As you were saying this, I was embarrassed because I that one sentence was written, no exaggeration, it was written 10 years ago.
Well,
I have not touched it in 10 years.
And this area, like, I want to know why you're doing what you're doing. Yeah. I want to have a better understanding of where you came from and like there's something driving you. I don't know what it is yet.
Yep.
But that's the area where you could really say, this is why I do what I do. And this is my passion. This is my mission.
I love that. And I hope for listeners, you know, I've been out of the military for 12 years. So if you're feeling intimidated by LinkedIn, know that I've been out for 12 years and I have this glaring mistake on my LinkedIn profile. And I think you're absolutely right. That is my vehicle to explain my why, to explain what's driving me, what I hope to accomplish, the formulative events that have made me who I am from a little bit more from a professional standpoint, but there's probably some personal there as well.
Absolutely.
And and I'll admit to listeners too, it's intimidating. Like when I think of like, wow, that's a big undertaking, like telling my story in text, for
it's anyone
to interpret.
It's hard. And ultimately when I started my business, I was surprised at the number of executives, the number of authors, the number of high performers who came and said, help me. And it's because it's hard to write about yourself. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've seen. I mean, you guys could have gone through hell. And you come back and you're like, but I don't want to write about myself because it's just hard. I'm going to tell you this. You have amazing. You have video of yourself. You've got classes. You've got all of this stuff that you're doing. You can embed media into your about section as well.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So you could have a lot of imagery there. So there's a lot of people. Some people love to read, others people who just like to look. And you can give a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I would say in that about section, I would look and put in some of these podcasts that you've done, the ones that you're really, really proud of. If there's other videos of yourself, presentations, you up on a stage, put it in there.
That's great. I didn't even realize that. What is your thought? I see some people in various places on LinkedIn, they're using like little icons or I don't even know what they're called, emoticons or like different graphics.
You know, I'm one of those people who I always said put in symbols, you know, eye-catching bullets to really draw the eye. But things have changed, you know, because at one time it was all ASCII. It was just sort of like black and white symbols. And now, you know, with the mobile phones and the different devices people are using, they turn these little bullets into like really colorful, cartoony type of imagery. And I say, you've got to be careful. You know, you want it to be on brand, right? So if your brand is such, you know, don't use hearts and flowers, and things like that. Less is typically more, but no matter what you do, if you do use, you know, and I think there's nothing wrong with using a star or a pipe or an arrow, because it does help to segment and section keywords, and it does help to produce some formatting. I think that's a good thing, but just don't go too overboard, and always look at what it looks like on a mobile device, because sometimes those mobile devices totally change these things around and make them look a little like, ugh.
Is there a length that someone should go for? I like your thought that less is more. Is there generally like a sense of like how deep down the rabbit hole to go? Or part of me is like, well, maybe you just include and people stop reading when they stop reading. But I also don't want to like intimidate them. And I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts on like how much to put in there.
You know, because LinkedIn is a search engine, the more content you create, the more keywords that are just naturally infused in there. And the more keywords, the better your search, you know, your profile will perform in search. But with that said, there's always a balance. And, you know, it kind of goes back to the strategy, you know, and that is really think in terms of who is your target audience? What do they need to know about you? And if you can keep that message very much focused and aligned to that person or that group of people and what they need to know about you, I think you're going to find that it's easy. And you don't want to give everything away, right? You want to keep some things in your back pocket so they want to learn more. So they want to request your resume. They want to ask for your email address so they can learn more. And recognize that even if you're on LinkedIn for a job search, I still don't want you copying and pasting a resume in there. But what I do want you to do is think in terms of, one, LinkedIn is public. Anyone and their brother can see it. All right. So be careful with what you're putting out there. You don't want to put anything out there that other people might be angry about. You know, I always think of, you know, my, you know, clients who, when they first come to me, they have things on their profile. Like, I saved my current company from bankruptcy 3 times in the last 1 year. It's like, that company is not going to want to see that in there.
Oh my God.
We've got to fix some of these successes so they are, you know, public, you know, they're public facing. But ultimately, getting back to what you asked, give just enough, make them want more, but be very careful knowing that everything that you're putting out there is public facing.
I love that too, because if I was hiring someone and I see them revealing sensitive information about their company, I'm not going to want to hire them because I'm going to assume they're going to do the same thing to me. Could you, I know we're running short on time. Is there, I want to give space for you to talk about the course and anything else that you do, because, you know, for listeners, I we've had 40 minutes here and I'm learning a ton, and I'm sure there's a lot deeper we could go. So what other resources would you point them to?
Absolutely. Visit my website. It's LinkedIn-makeover.com or LinkedIn-makeover.com. I've got a resource section that's totally free for everybody. And there's a lot of really good information in there. I have a sort of a mock-up of a LinkedIn profile. And I think one of the big issues is when you're on LinkedIn and you're looking at most profiles, they're not optimized. They're not fantastic. And so it's really hard to know what's great. What should I be aiming for? What should be my goal when so much out there is really not that impressive. So, you know, visit LinkedIn-makeover and look at the resources. And just, even if you just go through those resources, there's the LinkedIn headline generator, there's the symbol and the text formatter in there. There's background graphics galore that you can steal, not even steal, just take. It's there for you. But there's a lot of really good information there. And then with the DIY kit, you have to sign up for it. But the one nice thing with the kit is, you know, you go through it. It's self-paced. If it takes you a year, it takes you a year. I don't want it to take you a year. But you know, go through it. I've got tons of samples, tons of things that you can use. And then when you're at the very end, and I have to say something, very few people follow through with this. But if you take the course to the very bottom, you actually get to submit your profile to me. And I open it up, I start my video camera, and I do a live critique.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So, you know, go through the course from top to bottom. But if you send me a profile that doesn't look like you did anything, I'm going to, take the course. Yep. But that's one of my, that's my favorite part. It's giving that 5-minute critique at the very end. Once a person goes through it, I do it myself. I do it personally. And I try to give, you know, I give kudos, but I also give some, you know, a little bit of criticism to make it even better.
Just for aspiring entrepreneurs in our audience, that is an example of Donna delivering massive value. First of all, to do that for $100, I think is massive value, the amount of curriculum that she's giving, the resources, and then the 5-minute critique with her decades of experience here. That's unbelievable. But the fact that she's doing it for the military community for free is just unbelievable. And, I plan on looking at the resources on the website and updating my about section. But Donna, this is really fantastic. And I always like to leave space at the end, which you can take in two ways. Either what have we not covered that you really want to make sure we cover, or what's some final words that you'd like to leave with listeners?
Yeah, you know, thank you for that. And I think it's letting your listeners know that you can be empowered here. You know, this is you deciding how you want others to perceive you. You have that control. You need to sit down and give it some time and think it out. And then put the effort into crafting that profile, whether you do it totally on your own, whether you get my Four Dummies book, it's out there, whether you do the DIY kit, or if you hire someone to help you, just put that effort into really crafting how you want others to perceive you, because ultimately the sky is the limit. Dream big, aim high. You can have whatever you want. You just need to envision it and move forward, and you can absolutely obtain it.
That's beautiful. I'm thinking back to in business school, one of our professors had said, you know, companies have a culture. They will always have a culture. The question is like whether you're going to be the one defining it or whether it just kind of happens. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what you're saying is like, there's going to be a story about each of us professionally. And this is your chance to at least have some role in that narrative and crafting and telling your story. And what I would point out for listeners is like what you described, it isn't easy, like thinking through what we're trying to achieve, thinking of how we want to be presented. It's intimidating for me to think of doing that for myself. But the thought that I would ever do that for someone else, that I would ever look at a LinkedIn profile and try and put the pieces together for them, it's not going to happen. I'm giving them 15 seconds, 10 seconds. And so just realizing the importance of crafting that narrative that I can easily understand, because it's, yeah, hard enough to do for ourselves, let alone thinking of what some aspiring veteran is trying to do.
It's certainly never easy, but I think the payoff is such, and you need to invest in yourself. And that's what this is all about. It's really what I'm trying to say is, you know, invest in yourself, really think it through, you know, commit it to your profile, and things happen when you're ready.
Donna, thank you so much. And for listeners, again, at beyondtheuniform.org, we'll have links to linkedin-makeover.com, a lot of information about Donna and the work she's done. But thank you so much for your time and advice today.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Beyond the Uniform is written and produced by me, Justin Siri, with help from our Chief of Staff, Steve Bain, and our editor, Kathleen Dillon. We are an all-volunteer organization and would greatly appreciate your help in any of the following ways. First, spread the word. Beyond the Uniform has over 330 podcast episodes and 15 on-demand webinars, all offered for free. Help us spread the word on social media, at military bases, or whatever gets this resource in front of more men and women who need it. Positive reviews on iTunes go a long way towards this as well. Second, sponsorship. Beyond the Uniform relies on sponsorship to keep us going. There is so much more we'd like to do, but we don't have nearly the resources to do so. If you know of a company that would like to advertise in any way with Beyond the Uniform, please send them to beyondtheuniform.org. Third, donations. If you're in a financial position to donate, you can find more information on the support section of beyondtheuniform.org. At our website, beyondtheuniform.org, you'll also find 330-plus episodes categorized by industry, functional role, and more. You'll find a link for live events, typically 4 per month. You'll also find both free and for-purchase books that take a deeper dive on topics related to career growth. Thank you for your support as we aim to help members of the military and their families thrive in their post-military career and life.